Let us start again from the Mishnah. We'll clarify it a little better than last night. Keitzad ma'abren es ha'orim. Rashi says on Daf Lamed Beis, Ibura shol ir, so Rashi says as follows. Kol bayis sheyeshnoi besoich ayin amma v'shirayim le'ir. Every bayis that is 70 ames, 2/3 of an ame, that is close to the ear, kori ibura shel ir. That is called the ibur of the ear. The Chiddush HaMeiri explains it a little better. Keitzad yu binyonim samuch le'ir. How is it possible that you could have binyonim, buildings that are close to the shtot, shenachzik zoi sa'ir ki'ilu himagas l'sham, that we assume that the shtot juts out towards these binyonim. Kasher ubro shebitno boilet l'chutz, just like ki'ishu meberes, the beten is boilet l'chutz, Vablita himi gufam, the guf is nimshach with the blita. Kein keitzad ye habinyin koroi, shenachzi ka'ir ki'ilu gufam magia l'sham. So the Mishnah is going to explain what kind of binyonim you need and the distance that has to be away from the shtot. Validen ki gufa'ir v'leilach misham alpayim ama. That is what the Mishnah is speaking about. So Zukt Rashi, Keitzad Ma'abrim, Meforish Bigmore Loshen Isha Ubro, Desnan Lekamon, Hanoisin Iruvoi Be'ibura Shal Ir, Alma Yesh Ibur Le'ir, there's a chelik of the ear that's called Ibur Shal Ir. Meforish Hashtag Keitzad Yesh Lo Ibur. So there are different Neifanim. They could be bayis nichnas, bayis yoytze. Pogum nichnas, pogum yoytze. Hoyesham gedudiyois, gevoyois, asora tvochim. Zogt Rashi, bayis nichnas, bayis yoytze, pogum nichnas, pogum yoytze, gedudiyois, meitzin amida kenegda, that's really the whole Mishnah. Kloima. Shebol etzayin simin tchum hoyir. He wants to be mitzayin where the ear ends, and this already includes Yem, Ubo limdoid alpayim chutzolo, and he wants to start measuring the alpayim ama chutzliya, im have mechitzoso shur igor she'eino choymer chaloke. If the mechitzis ha'ir is not a choymer around it, but the mechitzis ha'ir is made up of the walls and the roofs of the houses, Ela botim smuchim mechubor, v'yesh bayis nichnas l'soichei yoisem mechaveri, v'niris knisosoi, so the knis of this bayis is peguma mibachutz. Viewing it from the outside, you see there's a pegam in the ear, v'yesh bayis boilet v'yoitzei l'chutz yoisem mechaveri. Oy pogum nichnas. So this is bate mamish. So the first halach is that it's a mamish, a base dire, and if this is toich shivim ama v'sherayim to the ear, so this is considered a continuation of the ear. Now the Tana says further, oy pogum nichnas, oy pogum yoytze. Shohoy so ir mukefes choyme. Now it's not a shur igor, it's surrounded taka by a choyme. There are migdolim agulim, which is also a type of adire. Pa'omim shebeltim bifnim, pa'omim shebeltim b'chutz. Oy shahoyu la'achay sakronish shal ir. And here we're going by drog eloizu abzu, that all the later the mission is mefaret, so it's going on things which are less roi ledire, but al kaponim it's still roi ledire. Ir loacha kroni shalir gedudiyoy shivrei choyme shel chol veizbatim. You have the walls, broken down walls from destroyed houses. V'yeshnom b'soich shivim amah v'shirayim le'ir k'da meforesh l'kamom. So they also, they're still roi l'dira yedei atchak, so this can also be considered a continuation of the year. U'gishorim u'nefoshei sheyesh bohen beis dira. So Rashi says, u'gishorim u'nefoshes ka'ein she'oisim ala kever, that's nefoshes, is now, so now that we go back to the kasha. So here we're just speaking about the batim, which we will be mechaba to the ear. What is roi to be mechaba to the ear? If there's some sort of dira there. So now he says, Keitzad ma'abrim esorim, is meitzien esamide kenegdon. So you look at the furthermost base dira from the ear, and if this is tarshivim ama v'shirayim, etzine samido kenegdon, v'oysin oysa kimintavlo merubas, kedei sheyei niskar es hazovies. Zogt Rashi, moitzien es amide kenegdom, im blitois halolu eitzel keren mizrochis spoinis, if these blitois are on the northeast side of the ear, roin kilu yesh blita acheres kenegdo bekeren mizrochis droimis, v'chut mosuach mizu lezu, umoideid minachut ulachutz, כדי שיהיה התחום שווה לשתי קרונס, that the תחום should be שווה on both sides, לא יהיה כאן קוצר וכאן אורך. ואויסן אויסון, אס התחומים מרובוי. You make the תחומים which are surrounding the ear מרובוי, כדי שיהיה אלפיים לצטודים כבאמצע. V'loy agulin sheyei lehen v'loy agulin sheyei lehen alpayim be'emtson u'bitztodin hein mismatin k'derech kol igel. So, pshat in this Rashi, there's a machloikis, the Bach and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says pshat the way the Perish Chai brings down. But let me just tell you first the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks a kasha. The Beis Yosef asks that if you have a ear that is a square, alpayim ama, alpayim ama, and you'll go and out of all the mekaymes, you'll have a distance of 2,000 amas. That means you'll make, let's say, a circle around it. Kshena'agol kol svivay sa'ir mimokum shekolo oisam alpayim ein sofik shelachol tzodi ha'ir yi alpayim. Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi is shver. Rashi says, v'oisen oisen es atrumim miraboim kedei shei alpayim litzodim, in order that there should be alpayim litzodim kebe'emtza. You make it merube in order there should be alpayim. So learning the Rashi Elach, it would seem that if you'd make it ogul, there would not be alpayim bitstodim kebeemtza. So l'chay refrek the Beis Yosef, this is not true. If you would go and make alpayim surrounding the ear, you'll put out a radius from the ear, from all sides of the ear, of alpayim amo, ein sofik shelachol tzodi ha'ir yiyeh alpayim. Elo sheyehei merubois. Now the ikem mechuvin is, it should be merube. So what is pshat in the Beis Yosef? So pshat in the Beis Yosef is this picture, that the picture 6 on page 100. That means like this. You had 2,000 amas. The ear is 2,000 by 2,000. Now, if you'll go on all four sides of the ear, so you'll go to the end of the square, and you have 2,000 amas on all four sides. Now, if you go in the corners, if you're going to go in the corners in the zovias, and you would make, let's say on the corner, you would make a slanty line, which is 2,000 amis, so then you're going to end up with a circle. Then you're going to end up with a circle, and you'll have, but this will be equal to, you'll have right to the distance of 2,000 amis. So Rashi is saying that the mechuvin over here was, but if it will be a circle, so the area will be nismayit. So they wanted, instead of being a circle, there should be zovius, there should be corners. That in Emerson it comes out that if you go in the diagonal of each outside box, so you have more than 2,000 amis. Because here you have the diagonal of this square. If the box is 2,000 by 2,000, so you have a diagonal which is much more. So the Lashon of Rashi reads as follows. The Iker is that the whole Tchumim should be a square. That means that the Tzodim Kibemza, I mean, just like in the Emza, you have straight going out, so you have the Tzodim also should be, a, just like the Emza is a square, so the Tzodim is also a square. That's what Rashi wants to say. Shei Alpayim Litzodim, not the Shir Alpayim. The Shir, that was the Beis Yosef's Kasha. If it'll be round, you'll also have Alpayim. No, the Alpayim of the Tzodim should be like the Alpayim of the Emza. Just like the Alpayim of the Emza is a square 2,000 by 2,000, so the Alpayim of the Tzodim also should be a square 2,000 by 2,000. V'loi Agulim. She'yilehei lehem, she'leilem Alpayim be'em Tzodim ibut Tzodim, le'i Agulim. It shouldn't be Ogul, she'yilehei lehem Alpayim be'em Tzodim. It would be Agulim, so then you'd have Alpayim bemtzon ubitzdodin heimis matim, and if you'll have alpayim going this way, you won't make another square, so be mismayim. That is like the picture over here. Kederech kol eagle. The Bach learns pshat in Rashi that Rashi is speaking about if you will measure. We don't have this picture in the Perish Chai. But the Bach says as follows, that Rashi means, if you have a square 2,000 by 2,000, and we will go and put the center of this square, will be, you'll take a dot and put it at the center of this square. So the center of this square, so it's there's 1,000 on each side, there's 1,000 amis on each side, that would be the center of the square. Now, if we would want to make an eagle, so we would do as follows. That means from the center of the square, so we have going in each direction, besides the diagonals, but going in each direction, we have $1,000, 1,000 amis, plus 2,000 amis for the tum. So we would make a circle 3,000. Now, if we would make a circle 3,000 around the square, it would come out as follows. It would come out that you would have, that means in the mokim of the kronos, there'll be less than 2,000 around the square. Because you used up, since, by going to the kronos of the square, you have a diagonal already. That means when you're starting from the middle of the square, you have the center point of the middle of the square. So if you go straight up, so then you'll have 2,000 over it. Go straight down, 2,000 under it. And on both sides, you have 2,000. But if you're going to go already on the corners, so you'll have less than 2,000 outside because you'll need 1,500 already for the diagonal alone, Be'erich. Whatever it is. So in Mele, it would be less than 2,000. So that is what Rashi is saying. This is the Loshna Bach. The She'ir Yesh Lopeyes. If the ear has corners, it's not around there. Va'ata oise tchumim agulim misoviv. And you'll make around tchum around the ear. Oz michutz lo ear ein lo alpayim litzodim kibe emtza. So the tzdadim means the corners. You do not have 2,000 amis from the end of the tchum to the corner, then like you have be'emtza. Be'emtza, you have taka straight 2,000 amis. And here you have less. Perish keneged emtzoi shel ir. So memele, that is how he learns pshat and Rashi. So let us see again the lashon of Rashi. Ba'oisin es ha'tchumim meruboim, we make the tchum meruboim, kidei she'yalpaim, so now the lashon is golgati she'yalpaim letztodim kibe'emtza, that you should have alpaim going out from the tztodim kibe'emtza. V'lo yagulim she'yalpaim be'emtza, u'betztodim hein mismatin, kidei kol igor. So mamish, the words stim very, very well in the lashon of Rashi. Ubeir, so this is a Bach and Soif Simen Shin Tzadik test. Ubeir merubas askino. We are speaking about an ear that the ear mitzad atzma is a square. She'ein bo elo alpayim al alpayim. Davename tchumem meruboim. So the tchum surrounding it is also a square tchum. Vim ein merubats, but if the ear mitzad atzmoi is not a square ear, ki goin shehi yeseira ala payim laorko, that means the length of the ear is longer than alpayim, and the width is alpayim. Oy prusa me alpayim lerochbo, but again al kaponim it is not a square, it's a rectangle. So then, the square surrounding it, that is in picture 7 on page 101. So then the square around it is not merube either. It's not a square. Lehav merubim de tchumim merubim lav davke shei orkon kerachbon shei rachbon lamidas here. Everything is measured according to the size of the ear. Im kfan im gdeile va ol kan alpaim de yirach of de tchum is alpaim el mribon de tonim mut ya gulim kdei she niskar as azovius, that you're able to benefit from the zovius. Zog de gemor rav u shmul chad toni me abrim ve chad toni me abrim with an aleph man de toni me abrim eiver eiver uman de toni me abrim ki isha ubro. So Rashi ma'abrin ba'alef eiver eiver shemesifin lo eivorim shemyesh eiver sheyoytze min ha'ir bekerem mizrochis roimis roin kilo eiver gam bekerem mizrochis svoinis umoydedin misham. The Teiras Chaim says, what is the nafkemina if it's eiver with an aleph or eiver with an ayin? So Teiras Chaim wants to say, if you'll have a bias she'enei kavua, you'll have a portable bias. If that could become also nis'aber to the ear, and you reckon that the ear extends till there. So he says, if it's a loshen uber, so an uber is also not part of the isha. It's also a temporary thing. It's in the isha, and it makes that the goofa isha should go out. But lamais, it's not part of the isha. If you learn Eiver with a Loshen Eivorim, so then it has to be a Dovol Kavua. She says that is the Nafkamina between the two Pshotim. If you'll have Tzrifim, you'll have portable houses, if they could be Nis'aber to the ear. So if Uber it's Mutter and Eiver it is also. Now since we have here this Machlekes Rav Shmuel, in the Pshat Mishnah, so the Gemara brings down other Machloikas in Rav Shmuel. Mi'oras ha-Machpela. As we have again a Machloikas Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar Shnei Batim Zelif Nimizeh. One says that it was two Batim Zelif Nimizeh. The Perish Chai has a nice picture 8. That's what the Mi'oras ha-Machpela was. V'chadomar bayis va'aliya al gabov. That there were two floors. Z'chadomar bishlem l'man diyomar ze al gav ze haynu machpelo. So it's very good, the loshen double. There was a double roof. That means the bottom floor had a roof, the top floor had a roof. Lamandi Omar Shnei Botim Ze Lifnim Ze Mai Machpela. So the Gemara says Shekfula Bezugos. That the Loshen Kfeila is, it's Kfula Bezugos. Mamrei Kiryas Arba, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Kiryas Arba Zugos. This is the city that had in it four Zugos, Odom Bechave, Avram Besore, Yitzchak Verivke, Yaakov Veleya. So it would seem the Rehitas Loshen Gemara that Lefiha Emes, others are Geiris Elo, the Teres Chaim says Afili, not Geiris Elo, Dachmanechet Azayzon, that Be'emesen, that what the Gemara says it was Zelif Nimizeh, the Hanamin of the Gemara was that he learns that out from Machpelah. But the Gemara asks Akasha on that, that the Loshen Machpelah is not Masim to say Zelif Nimizeh. So the Loshen Machpele means Kfula Bezugais. So either Lefi Emes, others want to say that Lefi Emes the Gemara is Chayzer, it's equivalent, Elo Mai Machpele, Elo the Mos Chayzer, that's not, Batim Zelif Nimize, or Dachsim the Masho says they had a Kabbalah that it was Shnei Batim Zelif Nimize, but it's not the Loshen Machpele Take. Machpele is coming to tell me that it was Kfula Bezugais. Even Yaakov wants to say that it could be the Machloikis is who was greater, Adam or Rishon, who was Yitzir Kapov, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Avram. So according to the Mandiyama that holds it was Bayis Zelif Nimizeh, so Adam Rishon was put in the Pnimi. So that means he was more Choshev. They were put in the Bayis Achitze. Because Adam Rishon was Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha Einkein, if you learn that it was that the Taich of Machpele is Bayis Va'aliyah Al-Gabov, he says then Adam Rishon was Nikbar on the bottom floor, and Navrom was on the top floor, so Memele, so he came to be Misakin, the Chet of Adam. That's why he was over him. So then, Avrom was greater. Zogt Rashi, Ma'ores ha-Machpele, Mishum de Pligi, B'mashmois, Loshen Machpele, Noket Lohochi. Mishum de pligi nami belishne de masnisen, vachein ba'amrofel, vachein b'melech chodosh. Zog te gemore weiter. Vayihi b'mei amrofel. We have again a machloikes Rav Shmuel. Chad omar Nimroit Shmoy. That his real name was Nimroit. V'lomo nikro Shmoy amrofel. She'omar ve'hippel la'avrom avinu b'soich kivshen ha'ish. Omar ve'hippel la'avrom avinu b'soich kivshen ha'ish. This kveilus ha'loshen, omar ve'hippel, I mean that stems with the loshen, omar, and then this pole is a loshen hippel. But what's the amira? Omar ve'hippel. So the Ben Yoyoda has two mahalchim. One mahalch he wants to say that, it's brought down in Chazal that before he was Mapal Avrom L'Seich Kivshon Ha'esh, he had a vikuach with him. So first he wanted to convince him with Dibo. And then he saw that the Dibo doesn't work, so then there was Hippol Oysa L'Kivshon Shal Ha'esh. So there were two oifanim of Hapola. One Hapola duch convincing him, which wasn't successful, and then it was Mamish Mapalem Lekibshan Heish. That's one Malach he wants to say. Another Malach he wants to say that Nimrod was a very big Mechashev, so Omar, he said a lot of Lechoshim. It wasn't Stamazoya Kibshan Heish. There was Keiches Hatume, Keiches Akishev also involved. So that's the Omar Vehippel. So it's all a beer on the Oifen of Hapola. V'chad Omar Amrofel Shmoy. That his real name was Amrofel. ולמה נקרא שמוי נמרית, שהמריד את כל העולם כולוי עולב במלכוסוי. That he was ממריד כל העולם כולוי עולב במלכוסוי. So by Emerson, there was zicher there was the pu'ulis of Nimrod. That means he was zicher the mahus of Nimrod was against Avraham Avinu, which was mefarsim alakus, and then the mahus was the kavone, the real kavone was to be the mamre the brius and the rabbeinu shalayla. But we have here a machlokes. What the shame ha'etzim was, and the other shame was only describing his pa'ulas. They say the anafkamin will be, that's what the Teirs Chaim says, anafkamin will be if one is permitted to call a child's name Amrofel or Nimrod. If it was, was a shame harosha, so one he says, now I don't remember, there'll be a nafkamina likrei shem levnoi. I think he says the nafkamina is not ought to call after the shame ha'etzim, I think, azoy dachsach mer. Maybe he says fakert, k'denker sheinish. But he says there'll be a nafkamina in kriyas Hashem. Sogt Rashi, Olav klapi mailo, al shekinu chachomem bulshoino. Sogt Gemara weiter. Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim. Rav Shmu. Chad omar chodosh mamish. It was a new melech. Vechad omar shenishat shugzeroysov. The same melech nishat shugzeroysov. The Ben Yayoda says there'll be a nafkamin in this machloikes. The Shittes Rav Yehuda in the Masechta Soite, it seems it's a machloikes Rav Yehuda and the Tanakame. It says by Bechayzrim Me'ochel Mulchome Mihi Ish Ashabo Bais Chodosh V'loi Chanochay. So Rav Yehuda says Aboine Bais Al Mechaynoi. What does that mean? That there was a bias here once? No, he was Saisa the bias, v'chazer obonim. And he rebuilt it again. Is that called a bias chodosh? Yes or no? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Dachsim says it's not called a bias chodosh, and Tanakam says it is called a bias chodosh. So the Ben Yodis says it'll be told in this machlokes. If you need chodosh mamish, so it's not chodesh mamish. Sosrei v'chazer ubono. It's the same. It's zicher tznu. There's zicher a schatches over here, but it's not real new. But if he holds so the, if nischatshu gzeiroisov is sufficient, that means in the malchus there was chidush. So that's also called a chidush. And the other one holds you need chodesh mamish. The Torah would not call chodesh if there's only a chidush in it. Chodesh means completely new. So that can be totally in this machlokes. Man di omar chodesh mamish, dechsiv chodesh. O man di omar, shenishat shugzeroysov, shenishat shugzeroysov, lechsiv vayomos vayimloch. Since it doesn't say, it just says vayoka mele chodesh, that doesn't mention the Vayomas Vayimlach, so why says it's old Melach? The man, the Yomar, Shenishachuk, Zeroysev, Oksiva, Shelo Yoda, Es Yosef. Maya, Shelo Yoda, Es Yosef, Tahavadomi, Command, Lo Yoda, Lo Yosef, Klau. Zot Rashi, Midaloi Ksiv, Vayomos, Ze, Vayimlach, Ploini, Tachtov. Zot Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Eitzel Rabbi Yishiyeh Berivi. He was 18 days by Rabbi Yishiyeh Berivi. Now what is this Berivi? So Rashi says, Odom Godol B'doire. Berivi means he was an Odom Godel, b'chol heichet b'kori berivi ochi perushe. So Rabbi Yochanan had this opportunity to be 18 days. I learned one thing. 18 days to be by the Godel Hadoer, Keitzad Ma'abrin Esa Orim Ba'alef. That's what the Teir Chaim says, is Nafkemina La'aloche. It's a Nafkemina Samaze. What's the Nafkemina? I mean, Samaze, Eivel Tzu'uba. It's a Nafkemina La'aloche. So Mamela, this was Nishadish. Learned Ein Dover Emes. That's also Gewaldik Choshev. That's the they bring down from the Briskerov, that the Briskerov related a Maise, that the person once gave out a Siddur, and this person who gave out the Siddur wrote that why does the Tzvila Shachis start with Adonoilom? Because Avraham Avinu was Mesakin Tfilo Shachis, and Avraham Avinu was the first one that called the Rabbeinu Shalom Odoin, so Memela, so therefore, Tfilo Shachis starts with Adoin Olam. This was the Shtikteira of the Maitzi La'er of the Siddur. And this was told over to the Goyin was Meiradik Nispoil. Meiradik. So the Biskarab said this over, that a Dover Emes is not, was it a schön gesagt? Gesagt a Dover Emes. A Dover Emes is gewaldig choshev. So Mamela, Rabbi Yochanan is saying over here, he was 18 days by the Godel Adoyer, by Rabbi Yishe Berivi. This I learned. It's ma'avrin with an aleph. Das hat zugekom. Fragt die Gemore, he learned more than that. Ain't he? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Yud Beis Talmidim Hoyul El Rabbi Yishe Berivi V'yud Ches Yomim Gidalti Beineim V'lamadeti Leiv Kol Echad Ve'echad V'chochmas Kol Echad Ve'echad. What is this? Zutrashi Leiv Kol Echad Ve'echad Tamo Hoyo Mechudot. The koyach achidu that each one possess, kloima bekulon hikarti macharifis yesh, the people lozem ize, that one has over the other. Others want to say leiv kol echad. That's the onof Yosef wants to say this leiv kol echad the midas tayvis. The leiv toiv, because the Torah is telling the midas of the person. So he was makir the midas of each Talmud. But Rashi seems to learn the leiv means the fanem, the koyach achidut. The chochmas kol echad ve'echad, and chochma means the yediyas. Kama ze chocham mize, ve'kama lomad yoser mimenu. So Bistamit means Tamazay on the Zikoran, how much he remembered, how much he knew, and how much knowledge he had acquired. This he was also able to get, this he was able to be masik in these 18 days. And for the Gemara, so you see he learned more. The Gemara, and for the Gemara Zoy. Leiv kol echad ve'echad ve'chochmas kol echad ve'echad goma. That is true. Aber Gemara loy goma. But Gemara take, this is what he learned. Gemara, that was in Gemara, this had sugi come in, that ma'abrin is with an aleph. Iboy yiseime, minay didu goma. He learned from the Talmidim. Minay didei loy goma. From him he didn't learn. So Mamela, he learned more from them than from Rabbi Shibaribi. In Mishnayis, this is what Sotam Tzugi come in these 18 days. When we learned Torah Eitzel Rabbi Shia, Oyinu Yoishvim Arbo Arbo Ba'ama. So there were four people sitting in an Ame is six Tvachim. So there were four people sitting in an area of six tvachim. Omar Rebbe, Kshayinu, Loimdim, Toira, Eitzel, Rabbeleza, Ben Shemua, Hayinu, Yoishvim, Shisha, Shisha, Baam. So Rashi says, Pshat, let us see Rashi, Iboi, Semush, Nusainu, Loiloma, Dodovrech, Dava, Braises, Gmoris, Goma, Tuve. Shisha, Baam, Shayinu, Miskalvin, Lishmoya, Mipiv, V'doichkin zeh zeh, mit gestupt eine der andere, to be close to him, to hear, shiinu miskarven lishmoya mipiv. He says, weiss doch ois, there wasn't any microphones there, and there was a big oilom. So memele v'doichkin zeh zeh. The Meiri says, shahoyu yoishvin b'doiche godil l'roiv cheshkom batoyren. They wanted to know, V'loi Omar, Echod mehem tzali, that it bothered him. It didn't bother anyone. That was the Teichom Kebarom, was a b'china of the Oren, is eine min amide. It didn't bother them. The Marsha Tainis, he says, if there were six in an ame, so he says that's impossible, because the six tvochim in an amo, and so one person was less than a tefach. Others tiny, it's not as a gefelach and the mashos kasha because it was a amo al amo. So there was 36, the 36 square tvachim. It's six by six. No, 6 by 6 is, you have 3 tvachim for a person. The mashos says it was an S. She call echod a yeyeshiv bepochis mitefach, and he answers that it was an S. That it was a miyut amarzik as a merube. But could be it's totally ha baha. That the reiv cheshkem batayres olamaisa, so then they were bedach shadam reit salelech melichen oisai. They were makriv everything for yediyas atayres olamaisa, that they weren't mugbul. So they were zeichestes. If the chukka was so great, so nothing held them back. Omar Rab Yoichanan, Rab Oishia Beribi Bedoiroi Kerameya Bedoiroi. There's a thesis first. Let's a little mati mimenu. So thesis says, Vahodom of a perikabol yevemtoi. Boy mine Rab Yoichanan me Rab Oishia, patsu adake koin. So I said, I learned other nyonim also. Loi ba oisa yud ches yomim hoyo. This was another moment. Zog de gemore weiter. Omar Rab Yoichanan, Rab Oishia berivi bedoiroi ke Rab Meir bedoiroi. Ma Rab Meir bedoiroi lo yuchlu chaveirov lamoid al soiv daitoi. What Maskonis advorim was, he was Mevayer, Svoris, and both Tzodim of the Shaila, Af Rabbi Shil, Ayochlu, Chaveiru, Lamed, Al Saif, Daitoi. Zogt Rashi, Rameir, Loi, Omdu, Chaveiru, Al Saif, Daitoi, Kedem, Wine, Per, Kamesh, Oye, Oymer, Al Tomei, Toir, Umar, Eponim. Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Libon, Shel, Rishoinim, Kepischoi, Shel, Ulam. The Farnem, the Pesach of the... There's a inyan of olas haleiv, that means the leiv is sosum and nothing penetrates. There's an inyan of psichas haleiv. Is libon shal rishoinim kepischoi shal ulam. That was rochov chof amo. Shal achroinim kepischoi shal heichol. Onu, that was the fanem of the achroinim. Others say the Masha says Pshat, that it was Medame, the Rishonim and the Achronim, to the Pesach of the Heichon and the Ulam, because we'll see soon who the Rishonim and Achronim was, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. These were from the Asore Ruge Malchus. So these were the Botei Mikdoshes, the Mizbeches that Klal Yisrael had, the Mishkan Shenis Mashkan Alav and Neseim Shal Yisrael. So Mamela, that's why they were medama them to the Ulam and the Heichel. Ba'onu kemolai nekev machat sitkis. So Trashi, Pesach ulam rechovecho v'shalheichol yud. Sitkis machat shetoifrem bo sitkei begodim v'udak b'yoiso. It's a very, very choshev material, and it was a very, it was a small stocking, mistoma, they used to sew together, so one needed a very thin needle. So memeile, so that's our fanem, that's our Pesach. So the Gemara, Rishonim, Rabbi Kiva, Achronim, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. Ikedamri, Rishonim, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua, Achronim, Rabbi Oishia Berivi. The Chedusha Miri says that there was such a Yeride between the Rishonim and the Achronim, even though there wasn't such a great span of time between them. So he says that this came about mitoich hatzoreis hamisrakshes, the difficult times they encountered, so that shmeitze boitzlusa, so memele, their fanem shrunk because of the ribui hatzoreis which were in their times. Omar Abaye va'anan kisichso begudo ligmore. So Rashi, ki yesed shenoyetzin oisei bekoisel benekev tzav. You have a peg or a nail that you want to bang it into a very narrow hole. V'nichnas bedoichik. So the gate doesn't slip in and out. It's nichnas bedoichik. Kach ein yecholim onu lohovim masha onu shaymin. The Gemara that we hear, we can't understand what we hear. Ki'im ma'at, just like this yesed, only penetrates a little bit of the wall. U'bekushi. And with difficulties. The Marsha says, Pshat, the Gemara, to remember the Gemara, so he says, Pshat Nabaye, Toirech Godel, the chazora kama pomim. That's just like when you give one bang on the yesed. It's geit noch nicht daheim. That hacken and hacken and hacken till it penetrates. So memela, you need a lot of tirche and a lot of chazora in order to remember. That's the gemara. Omar rove va'anan ki etzba'oso bekira. By us, l'svore. Etzba oso bekire, ke etzba bekire, bishave koshe. That if you put in a finger into hard wax, she'ein ha'etzba, if you mahaknisht, you just try to push it in. She'ein ha'etzba yochel likonis b'soichot, it doesn't go in. Elo medabek me'at. Gets a little attached to it, but that's so in svore. That's our darga of svarim. Oma Rav Ashi anan ki etzbeso bebiro l'shikre. So Rashi ki etzba bebiro l'shikre kishem sha etzba noyach likones bepia boir mesechte. David the Goli Mesechtek Siv Be'yirei Echa Yeruni V'yismochu Shol Dele Goli Mesechtek Siv Be'y U'bochel Asher Yifne Yarshia. Zogt Rashi Yeruni V'yismochu Lefi Sheshmu Oysav Mechuvonetz Le'iser Iser Le'heter Heter. There was a Meredike Klorkite. Some Emele the Talmidim Yeruni v'yismachu. It was a person that had a gewaldike behirus. David the Goli Mesecht, k'da oma bebrochis, shahoyo yoygeya b'toyre, l'choyre, this is, nachsach mir, the second mahalach of bedagdikim b'taymei sholdovo, u'moira hirois. This is perhaps the Indian, the first mahalach of limdei lacherim. So it could be that this is also meira hiros. Weiter, you have a schus harab. כדאמר יודי מלוך לוחס בדם או שביר ושיליה, ואימא מפיבוישס רבי יופי דנטי יופי זיקיסי, this is דחסר מר, again is מדגדקים בטיימא של דובה, he wanted to make sure whatever he had done was right. ואמרין אינמי בדמוי את קוטן, עדינוי הועצני. Yoishev b'sheves techakmuni ze David. So the Gemara darshan ze moyet koten that David HaMelech adinoi ho'etzni. When it came to learning Torah, David was like a teilas. He was very flexible. He was kaifef es atzmoi ze al ze, and he was yoishev l'nei rabbi in loymed. So memele, in the yegiyah of the Torah, he was in ganzen mashpel himself. So that was Mustaman the Chelik Ayigia. Yarshia loy hoya zoiche lohoy reis kehaloch. For Omar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin shemocha loy akodish bochu al oise ove, shenema mocha ato uvonecho imi bimechitzosi. That Shmuel Hanovi told him that will be together ato uvonecho imi. Ato vonecha imi Shmuel koma lesho kshaleyu al yedei balas oiv. So memele, so if it's together b'mechitzosoi of Shmuel Hanovi, vayis tachoyis, that he was mochale HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yiseyo. Omar Rav Abba, I ika demashe lohu libnei Yehuda de Daiki Lishne Ma'abrintnan Oy Ma'abrimta. We have already Mamdaha Yesai Dibna Yehuda or Daiki Lishne. So what's taken the correct lotion of the Mishnah? Ma'abrimtnan Oy Ma'abrimta. Akuzutnan Oyaguzutnan. Yodi Shelinu Va Omri Lei Ike de Toni Ma'abrim Be Ike de Tono Ma'abrim. Ika de tono akuzu, ve ika de toni akuzu. It reminds me, I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Lavoche once said over Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Zalman said that yes, Rabbi Zalman, what is the minig by the Dalit Parshi? Zok men avarachman, zok men nisht avarachman. Rabbi Zalman zok the minig is der zok men zok tio, and der zok men zok nisht. Das is the minig. This is the Gemara, the Daiki Lishna, the yes, what's about Derzuk Bezuk Metanahalaf and Derzuk Bezuk Metanayim? That's the Biruch Advorim. So Trashi, Akuzu Tnan Oy Akuzu. Bebchoyreis Gabi Mumin Tnan She'en Loy Elabeya Achas Areise Mum. So the Shaila is, if it's Taka Bey, it's a Nisht, or maybe there's another Bey that's Nivlan the Guf, as Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Meshivan Oysay ala Kuzoi, Ume Mayech, Em Yeshbeya Achere, Soif Eilot, Soif Akuzoi, Agvoiso, Vachain Akuzoi. Yodi, Oyu Yoid. Zukte Gemore weiter. Bnei Yehuda daiki lishne mahi. Where do we see that they were medayik in their loshen? Tohu bar Yehuda, the omalohu talis yeshli limke. He said he has a talis to sell. Omru lei my gavon talischa. What is the color of your talis? Omalohu kitardin alei adom. Like tardin alei adom. Zogt Rashi, Yerak Rakas Oiso, it was green, Kitseva, Yorek, Yerek Oretz. So the Chedusha Meiri says Pshat, that was the Klokai. They'll say Yorek. It's Yorek. Yorek is, there's Yorek Karsi, Yorek Helmen Beye. Yorek is a Parveloshen. They had a Gevardike Klokai. Fakert, he says, if you have something when it's mechubel le karke, and you take it off the karke, so the green is, gets duller a little bit. Kozman, it's mechubel le karke, it's a fresh green. So the fakert, that was their cloak, if they wanted a specified claw, that was it. Kitardin alei adom. Bnei golil, deloi daike, lishne, mahi. Where do we see that they won medayik bolshayna? The who bal galila nave kaozel. For oma lohu ima leman ima leman. Omrulei glilo shoita. Chamo lemilkov, echamo lemishti, ama lemilbesh, oi ima leiskaso. Zot Rashi. Ima leman. So not only the gliloi, not only did they use the correct words to clarify what they want, no, the oifen adibur was also unclear. Medaber fakert agufa was an atlas. They says the Yehudoi were medayik belishnam. They get tracht fria. How could they clarify an Indian more? That was their whole mahus, that there should be a klorkite. They say over that the Briskerov said that a gutish tektoire is that you don't have to knetch the cup when you look at it. It flows. It's so easy. That was the Bnei Yudor also Zayn Klor. By the Bnei Gliloi, but it's an avoider. So Bnei Gliloi fakert. So they were misatzel to clarify what they meant, and they even were misatzel how they pronounced the words. Imelaman bedaber b'sofer rofet. He spoke with a unclear language, but like pirish ha'ois, so he didn't say klod ha'ois. The ene nika im amarim chamarim ima. So memele, so he's going around ima le milbish. It's a lotion of wool. Las is begodin ima le iskaso se lishchait. Or the shaila was, or there was either was a chamar also, or a chamar le milkei, a chamar le mishtei. It could be an ezel, and it could be wine also. So that was the picture of how unclear the Bnei Gliloi were. Ahu itze, the moichet agliloi mistame. The boy le meimel le chavot toy the oichle chelbo. She wanted to invite the chavata that she should eat cholov by her. Omra lo shluchti toichli levia. So zogt Rashi, to da oichli chalbo, hoysa roitza loima, boyi kum, fa oichli cholov, ve eino mefareshes lachtech teivais zumizu. She did not separate the words correctly. Ula hashmiya kol teva v'teva, and to pronounce correctly each word. Umitztalfa ishtei teves ka'achas. Umigamgemes ha'teves. Va'imeres toichlech lovi. And instead of saying that you should eat cholov, that was a klola, that a leibzol deal of essen. Va'imeres nami shluchti. What's shluchti b'chav? Ba'oisa roitza loime shlufsi bebeis. Kibay mishulovis kloime chavrosi. Tuchlech lovi, klola mash meshatechlech lovi. Yeah. One more case. Ahi itse the osya lekami de daine. Omrolei mori kiri tifla havesli beganvuch min. V'kadoi havos tachat shodru loch ilavoi leimoti karech a'ar. Zog Rashi. Mori kiri. V'roitza loima kiri. She wanted to say kiri v'hu odoin. She was addressing the dayan. V'omro, and she said kiri, kiri v'hu evet. This is a loshen evet. Tafla havasli. Reitze loima, she had wanted to say tavla havasli. I had a tavla, type of a tray. For omra tavla, vihi koiran, this is a pole. Vigonvuch min, let us see the girsa sabach, kemoi minoi. She wanted to say gonvuha mimeni. She wanted to say it was stolen from me. ואומרו גונבוך מן, ומשמע שגונבוי את עדיין, you stole it from me. So it's, she's calling him an Eved, she's telling him that he stole the pole from her, וכדוי הבס תחישודרי לא חילה ואלמות ינקרך הארץ. Doi lohoisa kolkach, it was so large, she moischan oisach aleho, if they would stretch you over it, lohoyu raglechan noiges borit, your feet would not reach the floor. Verei shtuya isharbay, there's a lot of shtuyas in what she's saying, vekadei mashma ashov. It would seem that she's saying that now they should hang you on it. She's saying that you stole a pole, and they should hang you on it. Uboy laimar, she should have said, ukedain havis, this is how it was. Ba'oid shahisa maskeres tliya bedayim, she was maskil to hang up the dayim, ve'meres im toilem oisach aleh, if they would hang you on this pole, your feet would not reach the floor.